OK, I think this is probably one for you, Dave. Greg has been in touch.
Yeah, g'day. I'm Greg from Australia. Got a question about the Large Hadron Collider I was hoping you could answer. I'm curious about the temperatures that they're running the experiments at. Just wanted to know if you could explain why the temperatures are so low. I think it's around minus 270 degrees. And also how they get the temperature that low and how they maintain it.
Okay, there are temperatures in the LHC of about 1.9 Kelvin. That's 1.9 degrees above absolute zero, so about minus 271 and a bit degrees centigrade. There's a couple of main reasons for doing this. One of the big ones is the LHC has huge magnets in it, which are used to bend the particles around corners. They have to be incredibly strong magnets. And you can't do that with a normal permanent magnet. You just can't get them strong enough. You have to use an electromagnet. If you made the electromagnet out of normal copper wire, it would just melt in no time in order to get that strong a field. So what they have to use is superconducting magnets. A superconductor is a material which, when you cool it down enough, its resistivity goes to zero. So it will pass a current with no resistance at all. This is great for a magnet because you just start a current flowing and it keeps on going forever. The problem with superconductors is the bigger magnetic field you apply to them, the lower the temperature they start working. So if you want to make incredibly strong magnets, you have to use very, very low temperatures. They're using about 1.9 degrees above absolute zero. And this is actually below the temperature of liquid helium at normal atmospheric pressure. So what they have to do is they take liquid helium, which you've made essentially with a very, very big fridge by compressing gases and letting them expand. And as they expand, they get colder. You then take liquid helium and pump on it, so you reduce the pressure above it, so then it boils and boils and boils until it gets colder and colder and colder down to about 1.9 Kelvin, in fact 1.8 Kelvin, and then they pump that round the system and cool down the magnets.
I would come off that by saying cool, but that would seem like an awful pun. But the bill for doing that must be absolutely huge to do that. Or once you've got it to that liquid state, is it so well insulated that it just stays that way? How does it work?
It is going to need a huge amount of energy because although they're not moving that much energy out of the system, they're probably moving a couple of hundred kilowatts of energy, which by the standards of huge industrial processes isn't very much. The problem is the colder you take the energy from, the harder work it gets. So if you move energy from somewhere, you know, room temperature to somewhere a bit hot, a couple of degrees hotter, then that uses very little electrical energy. If you move it from something at 1.2 Kelvin to room temperature, that requires an immense amount of energy.
And the magnetic field that will be generated at those low temperatures, that superconducting magnet, will you get a magnetic field once you've basically fired up the magnet that will just sustain itself because there's no resistance? And will you only be losing the magnetic field because the particles will sap energy from it, so it will therefore need to be topped up for that reason?
The superconducting magnets, once they start going, they essentially work like a permanent magnet. People have done experiments with superconducting magnets, and as far as they know, definitely some of them will keep on going for billions of years. The real problem is if part of the superconductor warms up, at which point you've got a huge amount of electrical energy running around it, all of which is dumped into a very small area of the superconductor, which gets very, very hot. All this liquid helium which you've got inside there suddenly boils, and that produces a huge amount of gas, which expands very, very rapidly. And actually, this was a problem they had last year when it all went horribly wrong. This huge amount of gas then pushed the magnets round. Billions of pounds worth of stuff got just shuffled round this system, and it caused an immense amount of damage.
Let's hope there's not a repeat. Thank you, Dave.